means of communication, barred from information and movement, the people of troubled Himalayan Valley of Kashmir have been caged for indefinite time by the Indian authorities, so as to avoid worsening of situation after the secret hanging of pro-independence Kashmiri leader Muhammad Afzal Guru, who was accused of having a role in a deadly attack on the Indian Parliament over a decade ago. He was charged with arming a military group to carry out the deadly attack in 2001. Back then, five gunmen stormed the Parliament complex in New Delhi but were shot dead before entering the legislative chamber. The attack left 10 others, most of them security guards, dead.
There is no direct evidence for his involvement. Even in this sham trial, when he was convicted, the judges have acknowledged that there is no direct evidence. Despite not having any direct evidence, he was hanged.
Before the news of Guru's execution hit stands, the people of Kashmir were caught unaware as the valley region was locked down under curfew and announcements were made asking people to stay indoors. People's right to access the internet and watch news was also blocked as government barred internet services and cable news channels in the region.
Fundamental rights, the directive principles are all people should be able to assert them and people should be able to enjoy them. And that's where the governance issue becomes very important, and government needs to wake up on those accounts to see to it that there is a lot of action on the ground and nobody gets away with any violation of those rights.
However, despite restriction and security deployment, hundreds of people have taken to streets in different parts of Kashmir to vent their anger at Guru's execution. The demonstrations turned violent after Indian police detained several protesters. Dozens of people were also injured. Global human rights group Amnesty International has slammed India for the secret execution, saying he was convicted under a law which fell considerably short of international fair trial standards. New Delhi is already under scanner of Human Rights Watch for its curb on freedom of speech and expression. And now the secret hanging of Afzal Guru has raised serious doubts across the world about New Delhi's free trial and justice system. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.